have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your host, your main man, David Benton, the coach, and I am smiling. And you know what? I missed you guys. That's right. Shout out to everyone who continues to listen. That's right. We've been missing you. We've been missing you. Shout out to the election family. We love you. Shout out to Kim and Kim. Y'all know how it is. When we come up here, we already know we pray for, because that's the type of people we attach ourselves to. So we just go straight in. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We love you guys, the whole team, man. We got a lot in store for you guys. We're going to talk about that later on. That's right, because 2024, it's turn up time. That's right. So we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Man, we thank you guys. We are so blessed. We appreciate you. We do not take you for granted. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Hello, Coach David and the Elation family. Kimmy Kim, we love, 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 love you. And to the listeners beyond the fence, we give you a great big shout out. And I echo you, Coach David. We missed you guys, and we are so glad to be back on.
That's right. Coach, are you ready for a wonderful show tonight? Because I know I am.
I am. I am. I am.
All right. All right. So can we get another drum roll? The funny, our comedian, Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes is in the building, and I'm smiling.
Oh,
what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
All is well.
We are good.
Two Toes, how have it been, brother? Since, you know, we've been out for a couple of weeks. How you been? How you been? The listeners want to know, how have Tommy Two Toes been?
I mean, I've been blessed. You know, I had my little surgery. Got my catheter taken out. But I lost
wow.
my cell phone, y'all. I lost my cell phone. Yeah, that catheter, I'm glad it's gone, you know. But the phone, I lost my phone, right? And
yeah.
Everybody asked me, where's the last time? Where's the last place you had it? Man, if I knew where that was at, then I wouldn't have had it lost. You know what I mean? But
I'm thinking you might need to go get an X-ray and make sure it's not in there, inside of you.
Oh no, I it's definitely not there, but I got a new phone and I didn't read the directions, so I don't even know how to use my phone, but you know, I'm learning.
And you smiling through it all, huh?
Smiling through it all.
That's right. Man, I do wanna talk about that, you know, last week we did have a fall festival for the children. Man, shout out to everyone who couldn't make it, but the ones who did make
yeah.
it, Blockstar, myself, Shay Samuels, of course, Tommy Two Toes, And shout out to all the vendors. It was a real good event. And just to see the kids smiling, and that's what we want, man. We just want to, you know, people to understand that, you know, when you say you about it, you really got to be about it. We was there for the community. Yeah, we did perform, but you know what? It wasn't about the performance. It was so much about how we could be a part of the community, really blessing those kids. Shout out to you, Shay Samuels, for really putting this thing together. You did a great job. You did a great job, and shout out to everyone who supported it. It definitely was a blessing because, you know, you hear people talk, and they just talk. But to see the family and everybody actually walk what they're talking about. And I saw Tommy Two Toes, man. I seen how those kids were responding to you. Brother, I salute you with both hands, man. Talk to us about that experience, Tommy Two Toes.
Man, that was the best experience I've had in my life because what it was about the kids. And I didn't know that it was going to happen, but a little gentleman, you know, he asked me, how do I walk in my prosthetics? So I was thinking, what exactly can I tell him? And the next thing I know, we just had a discussion on basically me explaining to him, set your mind to something and you're able to do it. And when I'm looking at him in his little bitty eyes, he didn't blink for like 2 minutes because he was just so focused on what I was saying. So I just, I took an opportunity to take advantage and explain to him that it doesn't matter what people tell you as far as saying you can't do something, man. Just stay focused and, you know, set your mind to something and you can do anything. And, you know, I was just happy to reach out to the little fella. Little dude, the gentleman name was Jordan. Air Jordan, that's what I called him.
Wow.
Yeah, taught him how to do the robot and everything, you remember?
Okay. Man, hey, I want to give a shout out to Beyond Offense artist, The Jewel. Man, I know, you know, and it's a blessing because I know one thing about The Jewel, I will say, is the brother loves children. Like, Jewel loves. So Jewel would have been there, man, just to, you know, be a blessing to these kids. And, man, I know that he would have been, you know, those kids would have been so excited because he's so kid-friendly. And me, personally, I have children. And I love children, but children don't really interact with me like they did Two Toes and like they do The Jewel. So that's the blessing of having a real family, you know what I'm saying, because everybody have their niche. Everybody have where their strong points at. So The Jewel couldn't make it, but the brother just called me and texted me 3 million times, and he was just so sad he couldn't be there. So, you know, shout out to The Jewel for his heart, for his intent, and the other artists who just couldn't make it. You know, we held it down, and we was active in the community, so we made those kids smile and feel appreciated. Coach Shay, talk to us about that, though.
Well, one thing that I can say, Tommy Two Toes, you were amazing. I love the diversity that we have as a label and just as individuals. And so you were able to kind of jump into where we normally are doing something for adults to actually kind of roll over to doing something for children. And so it does show that if you're doing it the right way, that we can still inspire, you know, Whitney Houston said it best, that children are our future. And so so congratulations to you. And shout out again to Blockstar for driving and making sure that he got there to bless the kids as well. But Coach David, you know, we have our company, Let's Talk Business, the expansion company of Beyond the Fence. And so we utilize every platform that we have. And so the motel that we did this
Fall Festival, it was actually, they're actually one of our clients. And so for those of you who say, well, do they really have clients? Yeah, we have clients. And so we took that platform and we utilized it to give back to the community. And so it was something, because the motel in itself is an extended stay. And so most of the people since the pandemic that are living there or staying there, they actually are residents at that motel. And so one thing that I noticed is they hadn't had anything that can actually bring them together, although they are very family-oriented. And so you guys had a chance to see that, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, where these people are actually family-oriented. And so I wanted to do something where the kids could actually bring their friends together to host their first event. And so we did that on behalf of Beyond the Fence and Let's Talk Business in partnership with this amazing motel. And the thing is, they had to trust us with it, right? And so we not only invited the children, but we invited the neighboring buildings as well so that people can come in and enjoy themselves. And so that's what happened. We want to give a great big shout out to Cool Cups at ATL. They actually donated some Italian ices. We can't say water ice, but they did donate Italian ices, and I think that they were really good. I didn't get one personally, so Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, y'all are just going to have to tell me how.
Blasphemous.
I did not get one.
Blasphemous. Oh, my God.
I did not get one.
No. I feel sorry for you.
They actually donated. I'll have to give her a call and say, hey, you know I didn't get one, right? But I was so busy trying to make sure that all the parts were moving effectively, and so they were, and I just needed to make sure that they were, but I did not. So she came and she actually donated some Italian ices to the communities, and so I think that was a kid favorite for that day. But different types of flavors and just loving to give back to the community. We do want to give a great big shout out to Tammy Lubaro. She was outside doing face painting and doing some arts and crafts with the kids. And then also to Stephanie Tyler, who did provide the food, and she laid it down with her food. And then, Coach David, I was kind of the DJ and doing everything else, but it was cool to come together and create something that these kids could actually take advantage of and enjoy with their families.
Yes, yes. And you know what? It really coincides to what, what we did last weekend really coincide with the topic for the night. And, you know, the topic for the night, if you guys, you know, go to your Google or have your Bible app or whatever, Matthew 7, 15 through 20. And say, ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So when you judge a tree by its fruits, then, you know, if you have that apple tree, you're not expecting bananas. You're just not. You see an apple tree, and you see it should bear apples. That's the same thing with people who has titles, right? So much is given, much is required. I say that all the time because it's just the truth. Much is given, much is required. That's what the Bible says. But sometimes we just take these scriptures and they just be cliche because we're so used to hearing it, you know. But the thing is, we got to understand our character must line up. That doesn't mean that you're sinless. That doesn't mean that you're just so perfect and you just better than everybody else on the planet. It just means you must come to a reality who you say you are, you must be. And who you want to be, you must become. A person is going to judge you by the fruits in the fruits of your labor, your fruits of your labor, people will know who you are. What made me come up with this title is because, you know, a lot of times, man, people just want to shout out who they are. I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, and I'm this, and I'm all that in a bag of chips. But you can't tell by their character. So they got to scream it from the rooftop so the world can hear it, but nobody sees it. Coach Shea, you want to expand on it?
Yes, sir. Coach David, while you were talking, it reminded me of when I first started working in the medical field. Before I started in my nursing career, I was working as an admissions clerk. And there were times when we would have to, when the emergency room would give us a call. In the emergency room, they would tell us that, you know, there was someone being admitted, so we had to create the admission papers and take them over to the emergency room. Well, one day it was kind of cold in the hospital, and so I ended up grabbing one of the white coats, which is a doctor's coat. I ended up grabbing one of the white coats, and I went over to deliver the admission papers. So while I was sitting up front talking to one of the nurses there, there was a guy who came to the window, and he was very angry because he thought we were just all sitting around not trying to help the people. But he actually yelled at me more, and I didn't get it until I realized I was wearing the white coat. And so he thought that I was the doctor. He thought I was the doctor. So he was frustrated because all these people were sitting in the emergency room, and they felt as a doctor I shouldn't have been sitting there talking, laughing while everybody else was, you know, while everybody else was out in the emergency room hurting. And so while you were saying it, I was just thinking back to how they thought that I was something I wasn't. And because they thought I was something I wasn't, it was the reason they did it was by the way I was dressed. So I put a white coat on that is a resemblance of a doctor. And they expected something from me that I clearly couldn't give because I'm not a doctor. So nowadays, a lot of people are dressing the part, but they're not. And so we've gotten to a point now where we have to tell, the scripture also talks about true and versus the false prophets. We have to be able to tell the truth from the lie. I mean, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, I can tell you guys, unfortunately, the world that we live in, a lot of stuff is you can't tell. I mean, I'm not going to go really, really deep into it, but you can't tell what's real and what's fake in this world. People are paying a lot of money for the fake. And then people are just thinking it's real. And then there are people who are making themselves up into something that they want to be, but you can't tell the real from the fake, which is why a lot of people are being deceived. So it's happening all around the world. And unfortunately, we're living in a time where we have to consider even more the fruit of a person. Now, it can go anyway. I mean, it can go a fruit from a person's financials. It can go from a fruit of a person's character. It can go a fruit of a person's tangible items, like having a car, having a house. Anybody can say anything that they have, but what do you really, 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 really capture from that person? A person can talk. We have social media, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David. Social media can paint a picture as well what somebody has. Yes. And so then it causes someone to feel failed or like a failure because they don't have it. So we are living in a time where people can actually put out there what they want you to see, but we have to be even more clever on another side to really consider the fruit of that person. And when I come back, Coach David, I'm going to talk about ways that we can start to determine whether or not the person is living the life that they say they are. Tommy Two Toes?
Yes, I agree with the statements you're both making, because I have definitely been bamboozled on several occasions with fake parts of people. Hey, I'm not gonna get into it, but you know, like you remember, I'm gonna get you, sucker. You know how that young lady was just taking all her features off. You know where I'm going with this story. So it's a lot of people in my circle, or at least the people I was associated with, that, you know, it's a lot of fake parts to them. And I guess my eyes ain't as good as they used to be because I couldn't see them at first, you know, as far as the parts. But in the end, the truth always going to come out. So.
Yeah,
that was a great example. I'm going to get you, sucker, because she was man, they took her to the bank. She was all pretty and, you know, she had the long hair. And she said, you know what? You know, this ain't even my real hair. This ain't even my real eyes. And she just started just taking off everything. She even took her leg off.
Did she go take her legs off?
I'm like, man. When her leg popped off,
well, you
guess
went too
what she
far,
said?
You went too far.
When she popped off her Tommy Two Toes leg, she said, oh, right. They feel so much better. But you know what? Behind that, once she exposed herself, at the end of that dialogue, she said, I feel much better. She said that. And it shows me, man, when we can be our natural self and we don't have to hide who we are,
wow.
Oh, it just feels so much better. You can really exhale because it's you know, faking comes with a cost. And I think a lot of us putting on the fake us, you know, and we don't want people to see who we really are. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we buy the cars, we buy the clothes we really can't afford. We want to take trips everywhere just so people can see us on social media and just to keep up this image based on who we say we are.
Yeah.
So we want to give people an illusion. And we're saying, okay, well, I am this apple tree. And we really, you know, you're trying to convince us what tree you are. But it always manifests, the reality always comes and, you know, it exposes your real self. And you know what? The blessing is, man, when you can be your real self, and I just like, you know what, just accept me for who I am. I may not be the person that you want me to be today, but keep me encouraged. Continue to love me. One thing about a tree, you know, you got to water it. You got to it got to be taken care of. You need the sunlight. Continue to take care of it. No seeds will blossom. So when you plant the right seeds in the people, they will blossom. Just don't give up on them. But at the same time, you know, we want to just be relieved so people can see the real us. And that's what I value in my own life. Coach Shay?
Coach David, you kind of went into my message about seed. So I'm going to just go ahead and talk about the seed because a tree starts with that, right? And so we talked about it earlier today. You know, you reap what you sow. And so if you sowed, and you said it earlier in the show, if you sow an orange tree, you can expect an apple tree to come out of it. Nowadays, even when people are looking at what they're sowing, they're praying for the opposite. Maybe you didn't have enough money for the apple seed, but you're still going to pray for the orange seed, the oranges to develop. Maybe you are sowing into an environment, which I'm going to get into on the second half, but maybe you're sowing into an environment and you're sowing on shaky ground, shady ground. You're sowing on bad ground and you're expecting a harvest to come out of it. But there are ways for you to tell where you're sowing and how you're sowing. So many people reach into us, Coach David, about being bamboozled by people who looked the part. And that's why I used my example in the beginning, because nowadays, again, people are being bamboozled by people who look the part. There's so many opportunities, again, how social media brings up these false prophets, these false ministerial beings, and those are the people that are doing it, right? So I'm going to just put it out there, Tommy Two Toes and Coach David, those are the people who are doing it. The reality of it is the people who are looking for those people or people like that, they're looking for truth. They're looking for understanding. They're looking to gain knowledge. And so when a person is a babe, especially in Christ, unfortunately, they don't know what to accept. They don't know what to accept, but I hope that tonight this message of judging a tree by its fruits will help you to identify with what's wrong and what's right. what's wrong, what's right, what's good seed and what's bad seed, what's a good tree and what's a bad tree. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it there. We are at 10:30. Coach David, it's our music break. So please stay tuned. If you are tuning in, we are talking about Matthew 7. We are judging a tree by its fruits. And we're going to go to a music break. And we hope that the first half really, really blessed you guys. Stay tuned for the second half. So with that being said, where the music at?
This goes out to the boss.
Hosanna.
My savior died up on that cross.
Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave.
My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right?
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. He beside me every day.
He's working miracles in our L-I-F-E.
Yeah.
Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different? Change your thinking and your talk. Have you hopping like a six tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man, I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified, JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox, I'm solid. I got cleansed like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire,
oh desire.
I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in this book for eternity. I do it all over again,
cause
I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. White as snow, looking through God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new,
brand new, brand new.
And Christmas is so true,
true, true, true, true.
What a gift you've given me,
my Lord.
All His love, it completes me. Not just for me, but for you. Read
his
word and see it true.
Feeling brand new, you tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad, can't understand you. Negativity, unhealthy, life is fast food. Why'd you mad, you? Always in a bad mood, we in Cancun. Splashing in some holy water, thanking God every day. He's the holy father, y'all running around like you don't have another option. Must have seen faith, anything possible. New attitude, brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past, you gotta dissect. It's some brand new goals, you ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps from your backbone up to your triceps. We can build the kingdom, and you need my help. Being poor, I ain't like me, you can try well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new. Yeah, I'm feeling brand new.
Yeah. felt. I was looking out for them instead of myself. So many people I counted on and look, they not here, yeah. Must be God, cause I don't know how I got here. Times I wish my pops was here. Hardcore, I ain't dropped a tear. Even though it's been a couple of years, I still ain't processed yet. I was out here gambling with my life and almost lost the bet. Gained a lot of love and I gained a lot of hate with that. I know we all go through pain. Know we all go through pain. Maybe we can talk about it someday. But tomorrow feels just like yesterday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, Coach David Benton, and co-host Tommy Two Toes. Tonight we're talking about Matthew 7, by their fruits you shall know who they are. Before we get back into the show, I definitely want to give a great big shout out to our sponsors. Paula G. Voice, Lady Western After Midnight is what I call her. If you heard that voiceover in the beginning, we're going to get the right one over to you guys. But that was Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you are a business owner, if you are a program director, a music director at a radio station, even if you have training sessions, we've added to the portfolio. We want you guys to look up Paula G. Voice. She is going to provide you with quality voiceovers and services and also take advantage of the mindset journey that she offers. We all have a journey, so you guys need to look her up at Paula at PaulaGVoice.com or PaulaGVoice.com. Let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we have to give a great big shout out to DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him, y'all. He is on fire out there doing some amazing things with the DJ career. And that song, Brand New, that new brand new 2.0, that was DJ G Weezy, David Benton featuring, and Lisi featuring as well. But you guys, look him up if you were looking for a DJ in the Knoxville, Tennessee area or surrounding areas, online and all. Make sure you look him up at beyondthefence1@gmail.com or Beyond the Fence ENT on Facebook. And let us know that you want DJ G Will, and we will get him over to you. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll?
Swing.
Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. Listen, if you are a new business or an existing business and you are looking to do something different with your business, let's talk business. We have so many amazing things coming your way, especially 2024, where we are outsourcing to major corporations our training and development services. Learn more about what we do and what we do offer for the sake of time at letstalkbusiness.vonza, that's V is a Victor, O-N-Z-A.com. Again, that's letstalkbusiness.vonza.com. And for more information, contact us. Hit the contact button, and one of us will get back to you ASAP. Coach David, back to you.
All right, right. Thank you. Shout out to all our sponsors. Yeah, that was definitely what you guys heard. That was G Will, Brand New 2.0, like Shay said, like Coach Shay said, featuring myself, David Benton, and Lisi. That is on our digital platform. It just come out. It's a smoking hot joint. I'm appreciative of it. Thank you, G Will, for even me being on there. You know, it was a blessing. Had fun with the track. And the second song was by DB Jr., who's also a Beyond the Fence artist. That's Pain featuring Marcus Pendleton. And Marcus Pendleton, he was actually on this show on ABC, y'all, called Boy Band. That's right, Marcus Pendleton from Boy Band. He went far on the show. You know what, he featured with DB Jr. They got a video out. That's right, DB Jr. That's D-E-E-B-E-E-J-R. DB Jr., Pain featuring Marcus Pendleton. Y'all go check that video out on YouTube. It's streaming. It's hot. It's on fire right now. Now, back to our topic. So we're talking about you judge a tree by its fruits. I think a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, I think it's a big issue with, you know, I think we got to understand, like, I was talking about the apple tree, right? So with an apple tree, if it's a seed that plants apples, then you expect the harvest of an apple tree. So let's say you have a full-fledged apple tree, then you have an orange tree, and you have a banana tree. I think the problem is that this orange tree feel that, you know, only oranges are valuable. And the apple tree is feeling, well, you know, I feel the apples are the most valuable. And you have this banana tree saying, you know what, I feel the banana is the most valuable. And I think it's a problem because that's how we all are. You know what I'm saying? We feel like, well, we have these titles, and I say I am who I say I am. And, you know, we are representing. Right? We said, well, I am this person. I'm not fake. I'm not fake. And you know what? You may not be fake. But one thing about your realness, we still have room. You must have room to grow. So the thing about the apple tree, the orange tree, and the banana tree, what they do, these trees are not to be glorified within themselves. Think about it. Each tree is for people. Or animal, or insect, and even some of fish. You know, some of the things that's in the water. It gives us nourishment. It gives us vitamins. It even have the juice inside it. So all these, the banana tree, the apple tree, and the orange tree, what they all does for us is make it, it's healthy. But it's not to be glorified on its own. It's to provide life. It provides life. It's for others. If I pray for food, the banana tree, the apple tree, and the orange tree is the answer to my prayer. They put out work because of what they produce. What they produce is for others. It's not for them to self-glorify. And all three trees must understand that they all are unique within themselves, and they all have value. I think the one of the greatest false stories is it's one winner here. It's only we've been taught it's only one winner. It only depends what you create. That's the one winner. It's only what you create. Because here's the thing, out of all three trees, all three gives you different types of vitamins. All three is necessary, and they all three are a blessing. What's sad is we don't even understand we need all three of them. All three creates balance. All three creates an awesome balance. And I think that needs to be noticed. I think that needs to be more recognized, that we all can coexist on this planet and respect. We're just different trees. I wanted to say that as well. Coach A?
Yes, Coach David. So there's a few different directions I'm going to go in. And Tommy Two Toes, if you give me just a second, I want to go to one thing. So the first thing is, in order for anybody to know what false is, you have to know what truth is, right? And so for those of you who don't know, even the word fruit is metaphoric, a metaphor for the result of something. So fruit is just the result of something, right? So it's like, okay, well, we're talking, you know, orange trees, apple trees, seeds, and all of that. But you have to know, you have to understand that what truth is in order for you to know what's false, first and foremost. So I want to go to Matthew 13:23, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes. I want to go there because when we start talking about people knowing the fruit of a person, Matthew 13:23 says, but the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. So again, it goes back to, in order for you to know what false is, you do have to understand what truth is first. I'm going to go to another scripture. But it says in closing this, Matthew 13:23, this is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Now, most people would think, well, that's a tithe. But it says, this is the one who produces a crop yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. So that means it could be anything. And remember, fruit is the result of something. That's all fruit is.
Yes.
So if they produced, they yielded 160 or 30 times a result of something. So in order for you to know what truth is or what's false, you have to know truth. So let's go into, you have to study to show yourself approved.
Come on now.
You have to study to show yourself approved. A number of times, the reason why we can be bamboozled into false anything, whether it be false prophets, false people, falsehood, anything that can trap us into something false, is because we lack the understanding of what truth actually is.
Yes.
Explain to me why people who can tell you they have $1,001, $1,001,000 can do it by you just seeing that they ride in a Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
But you may not know that the person who's riding in that car may not have all the necessities behind the scenes to keep life going. And I just use the Mercedes-Benz because that's the car that everyone goes for. But let's talk about the expensive shoes. Let's talk about the 22-inch bundles. Let's talk about the long eyelashes and the BBLs. Let's just talk about it. You don't know that the person who got all that had to do a yard sale to sell all of their belongings just to look good for you to think that they have good fruit. So
yes,
unless you study to show yourself approved, you won't know what the truth is, and you will always settle for false. Now, I will say this, Coach David, before go to Tommy Two Toes, I will say this. There's no one else to blame but you.
Yes.
You can say, well, I was raised this way. This is tradition. This is how my mama did it. This is how my daddy did it. But here's what I said and challenged you with. You have to study to show yourself approved. Matthew 23 says, this is the one who produces a crop.
Yes.
Yielding 160 or 30 times what they were sown. So that's a cheat sheet for you guys. In order to know what someone is bearing and if it's good fruit, what do they actually have? I'm going to tell you, if you stay tuned, how to determine if they really have it. Tommy Two Toes, back to you.
Hey, I'm still trying to not be bamboozled. I'm sorry. But the fruit going to grow. You just got to make sure you take care of your fruit, you know. But people, I think nowadays, are not confident in the skin they're in. They're so caught up with running. I mean, you know, I ain't going to say run game, but just trying to be somebody they're not, and they're not confident in who they are. So they paint the pictures of something that's not even the truth.
Right. Right. And what's sad is it's like you might have something like a little blueberry. A blueberry may not be as popular as that orange. But it's sad when a blueberry don't even recognize its own value and it want to be the orange because the orange is more popular. And I think that we're allowing other people to dictate us. We would rather spend time, money. We would rather compromise our integrity. How we was brought up based on how people would look at us. And we put on this costume every day. Every day. What we got to understand is when you are honest about who you are and you're grateful for who you are, people going to be blessed because you have shown them the real you. And I want everybody to understand the real you is awesome. The real you may have issues, and the reality is we all have issues. You know, the person who's judging you also have imperfections. And I think it's important for all of us to accept that we all have imperfections. The thing is, we have to show that empathy towards one another and stop forgetting just because we don't have the same imperfection doesn't mean that we don't lack something. But that's when I'm weak, you are strong, and vice versa. Where I don't have, you may have, and that's when we come together. Like that movie, I remember there was a movie with Richard Pryor. Was hear no evil, see no evil. One couldn't see, but one couldn't hear. But you know what? They navigated through that whole movie, and they was there for one another because they used the abilities they had, but they did it together because they knew they was more effective together. And if we all realize we're more effective together and accept one another more, then people won't be afraid to be their real self. I want to encourage everybody out there, men, women of God, kings and queens of the world, right now, I challenge everybody up here right now who's listening, bow in the face and allow the world to see your real self, because your fruit is valuable. Your fruit is nourishing. It's healthy. Continue to be a blessing, because a person can be blessed by the real you. And that's really my closing, Coach Shay.
Once again, Coach David, you end my message.
Hey.
So let's talk about the scripture in itself. Let's talk about the scripture in itself. This scripture, Matthew 7, is really talking, it represents the manifestation of a person's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So many times we look at a person and we think, this person can really get me to where I want to be. Because really it's a lack of, I think we're going to have to do a part two of this. The reason why we're going towards the bad fruit and reaping, because here's the thing, you reap what you sow. So if you're sowing into bad fruit, you're going to become what?
Bad fruit.
So you're reaping whatever you're sowing. So this scripture, fruit, it represents the manifestation of a person's faith.
the way they live, the way they behave, the way that they talk, the way they walk. Everything about the person has to line up. And one thing you always talk about, Coach David, is common sense. You may not have the spiritual discernment to say this person is not of good fruit, but everybody has that one little thing in the pit of their belly that says something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, the listeners, listeners,
that's right.
Tommy Two Toes, I don't know how you keep getting bamboozled, but I know you got something on the inside of you that just says something don't feel right.
Yep.
So my closing is for me to tell you guys an encouragement. You may not have the spiritual discernment to decide whether or not this person is of good fruit or bad fruit yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can tell you is to go with your gut.
Yes.
If this scripture represents the manifestation of a person's faith and the way that they behave, the way that they talk, does it line up? Which is why I said you got to study to show yourself approved. You got to look at not necessarily what they have tangibly, but even if it's social media, I just want to give this example. If you go through that person's page and you see they only post the negative stuff, they only posting about what they have, they're not doing anything in the community like we just talked about in the beginning of the show. They're not giving to people. They don't have a giving heart. How are they treating their significant others? How do they treat their children? I personally don't post my children just for privacy reasons, but do they even acknowledge their family's presence? What are people saying about them? There's too many ways for you to understand or for you to determine the fruit of a person for you, Tommy Two Toes, no shade, but to be bamboozled. So I want to tell you that the scripture represents the manifestation of a person's faith.
Yes.
How they live, their behavior, and the ways that they treat other people. That's my closing. Tommy Two Toes, over to you.
Yeah, my closing is, that's what kings and queens remember. Your plant is valuable. Just because you may not have as much fruit as the plant next to you, that doesn't mean anything. And make sure you water your plant. But when you water it, don't use Flint water. Man, you wrong. Hey, but you know there's a lot of plants that are being grown with Flint water. And you know about Flint water.
He said don't use Flint water, man. You are wrong for that, man. Oh man. Shout out to Flint, Michigan, man. But y'all water is terrible. Shout out to Flint, Michigan. Flint, Michigan, we pray right now that you have some great water. Oh, man, shout out to Flint. But, man, we appreciate everyone who listened. Like I said, like we say every week, we do not take you guys for granted. Listen, shout out to the Beyond the Fence family, the Beyond the Radio family, the Elation family. Shout out to every artist on Beyond the Fence, G. Will, myself, Shay Samuels, you know, Tommy Two Toes, DB Jr., Blockstar, Primo the Don, The Jewel, Miss Alma E. Neely, It's Dominica. Yo, we have so much, you know, even the artists who done one single deal, you know, we appreciate them too. You know, you got Ron Davis, Big Nico. So we have expanded. Shout out to everyone who has been a part of the team. Shout out to Christopher Wright, awesome engineer, man. Shout out to Freddie P, Juice, our producers. And we love you guys. We do not take anything for granted. Continue to let your light shine. Do not be afraid to be your normal self, because people will try to create something else in you. Be strong, be motivated, and know that you're loved. Love yourself, and we see you guys next week. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Jesus, it's only you.